Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons takes over at that point. They will talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, maybe the future MVP of the league, maybe, coming up at 2:05 today on a Patriots Monday. They also have Marcus Jones at 3:30, so stay tuned for that. You can listen live on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. They detailed there on the broadcast, Keith, Cam Ward losing his fifth fumble of the year. That really was just a
Lost it.
Fumble.
Didn't have it.
Didn't do anything.
Can't put that on anybody else.
Is that the second week in a row he's done that?
I think so.
He did it against the Raiders.
Like,
did
he? A phantom
with
fumble.
Scoop and score.
He's struggled. He has struggled so far this year. It's a slow start. Second head coach already. On to his second head coach in seven total games.
Did you catch, by the way, another three, a curveball? Mike McCoy, that's the...
Hit a curveball.
The halftime interview with him, I was like, this is why this guy's not a coach.
Also,
He's just matter-of-fact, talking, and I'm like, this guy couldn't possibly lead a room in front of 53 guys or whatever. He couldn't possibly lead a room the way he was giving this, squid answer at halftime on CBS. I'm like, oh, this is why this guy failed miserably.
Franchise fired Mike Vrabel, and they now have that guy running the show.
As an interim.
They
started a search.
He's an interim who's going to coach more than the other guy
this
season.
Yes.
He's going to probably coach 11 games, and then they're going to have this wide open search, and they're going to land on Matt Nagy, and then they're going to go from there. So that is a mess. Was it just my TV, or was it also during the halftime interview or one of the sideline interviews where they couldn't hear it? I feel like this was the same crew a couple weeks ago that you couldn't hear half the broadcast.
Oh, maybe.
I had, because they went down to AJ Ross on the sideline, and I'm like, I'm not hearing any of this. I'm like, I didn't hear a peep, but I don't know.
So, he gave him some good scripted plays to start the game. The Patriots started slow again.
Cam Ward looked like maybe he had something for a drive, and then it just disappeared.
Yeah, and this is the most I've heard Vrabel, I think, really harp on the slow start, because I feel like we've come in, Keith, a few of these games and been kind of critical of it the next day.
Yeah.
I haven't heard Vrabel harp on it as much as he did post-game, as much as he did this morning with Greg. I just think he now wants to correct that for whatever reason, because it's October, and guys, all right, this has been going on for way too long. Time to fix it. Or maybe his expectations have just been raised. Maybe it's as simple as that. Like, we're better than this, guys. Cam Ward, Spencer Rattler are starting games and carving us up to begin these games. Like, what are we doing?
I think it is something. I also feel, though, if Mike Vrabel's looking at the game yesterday and it's only game seven and you can't get caught up in everything, and, yeah, you're in first place, that's great, in the division. They didn't turn it over yesterday. That's awesome. They cut down on the penalties. That's awesome. So if you're a coach, you still got to coach stuff up. You still got to find stuff.
You have to find something to harp on. Yeah,
and that's
true.
Why, like, post-game is like, guys, we're not there yet, but we're getting there. Like, we're getting close. We're getting close. But it is also a real thing, because if you play against a better team, you might not, like, that. Those first two possessions, that might be the game.
Well, that's right. Like, so the game I would have circled right now, not that they should be looking ahead, but I personally have that Tampa game circled.
We can look far ahead.
Like, in 3 weeks. You start like that against Baker Mayfield, you're never getting up off the mat. I agree. So you have some wiggle room and some ability to overcome a slow start if it's Cam Ward. I was never worried about the game yesterday, even when they were down 10-3 and 13-10. Yeah. I wasn't worried about it. I was annoyed at how they were playing, but I wasn't worried about winning the game. You might never get up off the mat against Baker, or if you do that against Josh Allen, they did not when they played mm-hmm. him earlier, but if you do, Lamar later on this year, if they start that way, yeah, there are teams in the league that you'll never get back in if you start that way.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And so that's not the case for the vast majority of this schedule, but if, as far as things to work on, you know, like we were talking about like penalties, like for a team that was even winning games going back a few weeks ago, like they're getting penalized way too much. And like that has come way down. They've obviously held on to the football. Drake May's not throwing picks and Ramondre's holding on to the ball. Like those were two things to really kind of focus on for a little bit. They seem to clean that up. Another one would have been running the ball because they hadn't been able to run very effectively. You know, Drake May was throwing pretty good, but the running backs were doing really poorly. And yesterday, Ramondre Stevenson was awesome. Ramondre, who's really had like two good games this year. This was one of them, though.
What do you think that was?
It's funny because I would say, well, Tennessee's defense is bad at running, but so were most of their opponents so far.
I don't think it's just the matchup because New Orleans is a bad run defense. Carolina is like a historically bad run defense. At least they were a year ago. They've been better this year, but still bad. Buffalo's a bad run defense. Yeah. All those teams have bad run defenses and you couldn't run on them.
I don't know. Do you think it was something that just clicked with Stevenson where he's like, all right, I'm going to hold on to the ball like I have been the last couple of weeks, but I have to run. I gotta find the hole and I gotta have some burst.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to take away credit from Ramondre. We give him plenty of blame when he fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think some of it might be the coaches, and this is similar to our May discussion in a different way. Like, hey, you can be mobile and be explosive and be athletic and roll out and make plays, but you have to protect yourself. And I wonder if they sent a similar message almost in reverse with Ramondre where it's like, look, and he said some of this morning on Greg's show, you can't just go for 2 yards into the middle of the line and not fumble and we're all happy
with
it.
Which is what happened with New Orleans.
You have to be able to pick up yardage. And I wonder if that message, just like the fumbling, had been reiterated and hammered home. And we'll see how long that lasts for. But for the last few weeks, that's worked. My guess is that message was sent. Or Ramondre was reminded of that this week. Like, hey, it is about more than just not fumbling.
Yeah.
You also have to get the yards that are there, not just 2 yards into the middle of the line every single play.
It was a season high in carries by a long shot. He also had a couple of receptions that didn't go anywhere, but it was 20 total touches.
Oh, and
I'm not throwing him a parade for not fumbling on 20 touches. I'm just saying, like, that's something to build on.
And Henderson barely played. I'll get you the snaps.
What's up with him?
Henderson, he had 9 snaps.
Is that it?
Does he stink? What's going on? He just runs into the line.
Yeah,
same line that's blocking for Ramondre, and I don't think those guys were great in pass blocking yesterday, but run blocking, look at Ramondre, look at Drake May, those guys were, they ran for a ton of yards. Henderson didn't. So Henderson had the kick return touchdown in the preseason. That was awesome.
That was great.
He had a couple of other plays in preseason, both the games and at camp, mm-hmm. right, with some of the wheel route stuff and...
Oh, yeah. When we were at training camp, he made some incredible plays. And then, yeah, who else did they play in the preseason? Was it the Vikings game? He looked really good.
Commanders,
Vikings,
Giants.
He had the opening kickoff against, was that the Commanders where he took it back to the house? Like, he had some great game plays in preseason games and in training camp, and he looks nothing like the same player.
He looks terrible.
All. Yeah.
Like, it's wild. Oh, and they finally got to the bottom of why his nameplate is the way that it is. People were wondering why it says Henderson's so small. You got to really screen gate the Binox out for Henderson. So... he wants a certain type of cut on the sleeve. So somebody did the research. I forget who it was.
It was either Callahan or Kite. It was one of the Herald guys, yeah.
So basically, you can have different types of sleeves. You can have like baggy sleeve, tight sleeve, high sleeve, whatever it is. So once you ask for that, it changes how the stripes go on the back. So Ramondre Stevenson's jersey's different. So Stevenson has bigger font than Henderson does. And it was driving a lot of people, myself included, kind of nuts.
So...
there's a reason for it.
Well, now I have a new theory on why
he needs a new jersey.
He's too constricted. He's too constricted. He's playing too tight. He's running tight.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense now.
Give him a different uniform.
The jersey.
Literal uniform.
The nameplate jersey. It's all too tight. Yeah. He's playing too stiff.
He is not finding any kind of running room. And it's got to be a him issue.
New jersey. That's what he needs.
He needs a new jersey.
Okay. I think we're onto something. What's wrong with that? But I was watching Bedard postgame on CLNS, and he said the coaches don't trust him, meaning Henderson. They don't trust him. They don't trust him in pass pro.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. And Vrabel was putting over Ramondre on that because they were asking him, like, hey, you really stuck with Ramondre over all this. Like, why? Like, basically, why? And he was like, well, he does a lot of other things really well. But what he didn't say in there is what we're all thinking. Treylon Henderson kind of stinks. Antonio Gibson's out for the season, and you haven't made any other moves yet.
Terrell Jennings is just
the
guy.
You kind of had to play this out with Ramondre, although I feel like there was also a comment in there that made me believe it was close to Ramondre getting benched.
Yeah, he
said it was really close.
He did say something, because I heard it the same way, where he was basically like, yeah, I mean, at a certain point, we got to take care of the football, and if we can't, we're going to have to make a move. We're going to have to make a change. I forget exactly how he worded it, but it was something like that.
For the season, Travion Henderson has 43 carries for 153 yards.
That's horrible.
That is rough.
I mean, and Ramondre, by the way, hasn't been great either, but yesterday he was by far the much better and the much more trusted source out there on the field.
Did anybody have more rushing yards yesterday? I mean, Christian McCaffrey was close to just what he did yesterday to what Henderson's done all season. All season.
Yesterday to what Henderson's done all year?
DeAndre Swift had 124 yards rushing yesterday.
Rico Dowdle had like back-to-back weeks coming into
way more.
Coming into yesterday.
Oh, my God. Rico Dowdle? Jalen Warren had more than Thursday. Just about.
617-779-7937, Keith. So I like a lot of we're hung up on the running game here.
Yeah.
But I like a lot of what I saw from Drake May this whole weekend, and that does not just include the game yesterday where he was great. Again, Patriots accuracy record, 21 out of 23, 16 straight completions. I believe he's the first player since in the Super Bowl era, rather, to have a completion percentage 90-plus percent, to throw for 200 yards, and to run for 50. I think he's the first player to ever do that. So, incredible.
I mean, there's a lot of numbers that are crazy with
incredible
him.
On the field.
Yeah.
I like this answer after the game about that accuracy record. This is Drake May talking about going 21 for 23.
Yeah, I left some out there that I ended up running that I could have thrown. I think I tucked it a couple times when I shouldn't have, and I think you need to get the backside of the progression more. But, I think I'm trying to be careful with the football and trying to challenge it down the field and not just be a check down Charlie. So just trying to throw it to the guys that's open, and they're making great, great plays.
Again, T's and P's to Mac in that
in your
answer
face,
there.
All you check down Charlies out there.
That is just a shot at all the check down Charlies.
Check down Charlie. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think I like that answer from Drake, and you hear people laughing at the beginning of that answer. I didn't actually pick up on that the first time. The media's like chuckling. They're like, oh, haha.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I left some out there. I was 21 for 23. I left some out there.
You wanted to complete the two?
And it wasn't
have
100%
completions? He's like, no, no, no.
Just the throws. The Kyle Williams throw was bad.
Right.
He had another incompletion to Hunter Henry, 16 straight in the middle. But he was saying, yeah, there were too many that I tucked and ran, and I could have hung in there and you know, stuck with the throw a little bit longer, which that probably would be. And he's already maturing quickly and improving quickly. But that'd be another area to improve upon. And he's citing that right there at the podium after the game, where he had another fantastic game and a blowout win.
Did you see this other stat making the rounds of where he ranks first 20 games of his career?
Oh, no.
Did you see this one?
I don't think so.
So he is the first player in NFL
history
to record 4,000 passing yards and 500 rushing yards with at least a 69%.
Nice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Completion percentage in his first 20 games of their career.
He's accurate. He's throwing for a lot of yards, and he's running for a lot of yards.
No quarterback has done that.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine those are good qualities in your quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, it is a strange kind of you know, when you throw in a very specific completion percentage, like sometimes that, like maybe somebody just missed that, or somebody had the yards and the whatever, but whatever, like it just, you take it for what it's worth.
Here's the thing. When you're showing up on all these lists week after week after week, and the name on there is Brady, Marino, Favre, Rodgers, like these are the names over and over again on these lists.
Nonstop.
And it's specifically Brady. It's like every week it's a new Brady record, or he tied a new Brady record. And yeah, I think that speaks volumes about Drake May and the way he's played this week. And I also think his leadership, and we were reading some of this from Mike Reese earlier today, but I think his leadership goes beyond just what he did on the field and even at the podium after the game. So Steph Diggs last week had his personal chef cook for the O-line, Keith.
Nice.
This week, I forget. I don't know.
Sloppy Joe's?
I don't know what he heard, actually. No? I probably like Sloppy Joe night.
Extra sloppy. That's good.
So Drake May this week had the O-line over to his house for a hibachi night.
Hibachi night? You got to run some equipment, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, your whole house is going to burn down.
Well, plus, like, if you get bad weather, don't you need a tent if you're doing it out in the yard? So,
if it gets windy, hibachi night in the wind would be a nightmare.
You need a tent. You need lights. You need to hire the staff. You need all kinds of contraptions.
Sounds like you need millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, it sounds like. Thankfully. Drake May is in a good spot to do that. Yeah. And so Jared Wilson, who the O-line, him and Campbell did not have a great game, and maybe it's related to, I don't know,
Hibachi night
and or the desserts.
Oh, boy, let's get to that.
Which were cooked by Drake May's wife and Michael.
Yep, I know.
They were devoured so quickly, and it was a favorite among the group. It was described as an oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp is what they were
all
I don't
know if I've ever had an oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp. But it sounds good. Sounds seasonal.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I would like that.
Very festive.
Yeah.
Good job by Ann Michael.
Fresh apples, maybe?
Probably.
At a little apple pick?
Then on Friday night, May was at the CM's Varian Brothers game. Gosh, taking that in and getting MVP chance.
Living it up. Who said there's nothing to do in the Boston area?
Like, I don't know. You said this earlier. It's almost too good to be true. Like, that.
It is.
That really is almost too good to be true.
It's like, the team is bonding at a very high level. The team loves each other. They love their coach. The coach loves them. They enjoy being here. Drake May's taking in a high school game, having a great time. They win every weekend now. They've already beaten the Bills. They're in first place in the division 7 games in. It's almost like, what's the catch?
Yeah.
Like, how is everything going so well?
You're saying
right now?
Duck boat.
You're saying
peak too soon? That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying that.
They peak too soon.
I'm just always prepared for, like, bad news is what I'm like, always preparing myself for that.
Vrabel was talking about this after the game. He said, this isn't the easiest place to play. Vrabel, McDaniels, but May is handling it well.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of demand there from Josh and myself, and I think he's responded to that as far as the leadership that he's had to show this offense, and you know, kept talking about he wants to earn it. Well, I mean, I've told him that he's earned it, and I think he doesn't like something in practice, then he gets it fixed. And if he wants a better Friday practice, then he talks about it before we go out there on Friday. And you know, I think those guys respond to him and the things that he says and the way that he, you know, operates.
So I think that is a good sign, too. And who knows how much of it is just coach speak and talking a player up and how much of it is real. But I'd wager that there's a lot of truth to what he's saying, which is, yeah, if he doesn't like what's going on, he's going out and getting it fixed. He's going out and changing it. And that is some real growth and leadership in year two, which, look, when you're a rookie, when you're backing up Jacoby Brissett, when the team's horrible, they never win, you've won one real game in your life coming into this year, it's hard to be that level of leader. And when you're on the kind of tear this team is on right now, number two in the AFC, they've won 4 in a row, 3 straight on the road. Brady never did that in consecutive weeks. So, yeah, I think it's a lot easier to have the players kind of follow you and get on your back like they've done.
Yeah, and the winning helps. The winning is really always what's going to make or break it. But very clearly at the beginning of the year and going back to the offseason, it was his team. They made it his team. And they've kind of followed right in line. And then, you know, his play obviously helps, but I think it's a good mix of players, right? They decided which guys they wanted back from last year's team, which they got rid of a lot of the leadership position type of guys, right? Like last year's captains to start the 24 season, none of those guys are on the team anymore. Some were sort of pushed to retirement. Some weren't re-signed. Some were cut. Whatever it was, they're all gone. And then that opened the door for all new guys. Now, some of them are on the team, right? Like Hunter Henry's still here. Drake May was on the team last year, but his role has changed.
Yeah, he wasn't in the league.
But like
role,
bringing in even like a Robert Spillane or Milton Williams, Steph Diggs, Harold Landry, like there's a bunch of guys that kind of stand out that, all right, that's why the whole thing is going to look different because so many of the prominent players are different and voices are different.
617-779-7937. You can jump aboard for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. And you got the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May, at 2:05.
2:05.
So tune in nice and early for that.
All right.
We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Why are there so many songs about Grab Bag? Only on Jones and Keith.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.